prizes and doorbusters available. Don't miss our spring open house, March 19th through 21st, for huge savings on our already low outlet prices. Your best deal can be found at Cafco Outlet, Montgomery's favorite outlet store, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Monday, that's the day. Gotta rush to work or be late.
Monday,
Monday.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Comfort food for the River Region, News Talk 93.1 FM at 7.
News. I'm Kathleen Maloney. In an effort to slow the spread of coronavirus, schools are closing across the U.S., including the largest public school system in New York City. Restaurants and bars in New York and L.A. ordered to shut down, except for takeout.
We need to get economic relief to the people that are impacted by this. Workers that need to be home and small and medium-sized businesses will get paid.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on Fox News Sunday. Vice President Mike Pence says don't worry about getting food.
Hours may be reduced to allow for cleaning and to resupply, but American families can be confident. Your local grocery store is going to be open, it's going to be well supplied, and they specifically asked us to encourage Americans just buy your weekly needs in grocery.
Many store shelves are empty because of panic buying. America is listening to Fox News.
All right, now this is something I predicted over the weekend.
Americans are self-isolating to fight the spread of coronavirus. We're confined to our homes with nothing to do. There are no sports to watch on television, and we've already binged everything on Netflix. Soon, there will be only one thing left to do to combat this surging epidemic of boredom. But beware, it will lead to another kind of healthcare crisis, one that will overwhelm hospitals and challenge healthcare workers. It is the Corona Baby Boom, arriving mid-December 2020.
I thought about that.
Very true.
I thought about that on Friday, so I sent a note to my friend Joel Sherman, and I said, see if this idea works for you. I guess it did, huh?
Yeah.
Aren't you guys proud of me?
I am. We're proud of you every day, son.
Thanks, Dad.
It's nothing to be proud of.
Trust me. I was telling somebody about that. You dropped that line at just the right time. Don't be proud of us. That, and that's what she said. Janelle loved that in particular because it's office stuff.
Yeah.
It is 5 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Another warm day, see? Today?
Yeah.
High temperature 80 to 82.
It's going to be hot, yeah. Unseasonal.
Yeah. 84 yesterday, 85 the day before, and this will be the fifth day in a row that will be 80 or above. And that is something to be proud of, Rusty. Spotty, widely scattered showers possible today. There'll be some blips on the radar. Maybe even enough instability with that kind of heat for a thunderstorm. Low tonight, 62. Tomorrow and Wednesday, spotty showers certainly possible again. Low 80s tomorrow. Mid-80s Wednesday and Thursday, isolated spotty showers. Spring begins on Thursday, by the way. Best rain chance, I think, will be Friday evening, Friday night into Saturday. Showers and thunderstorms ahead of a cold front that's going to bring a substantial knockdown in the temperatures. It's not going to get cold, but it's not going to be in the 80s anymore. Pollen count, medium to high, right on through Wednesday. So in the medium to high range, we'll continue. Right now this morning, we have no change in the last hour. We're still at 64 degrees with cloudy skies, 7:06.
Since we played that that baby boom, and again, this is going to be interesting. I think we'll spend some time on this afternoon on Happy Hour. How are you all coping with this Thanksgiving-like quarantine with your family?
Right.
Here's that story of divorces in Wuhan.
Ooh. Divorce sucks, Frank. It's a killer.
What?
That is true, though. The divorces have skyrocketed.
Oh, yeah, no.
Italy adult sites were given free access.
Free premium access.
Well, you can imagine what they're doing over there. It is 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. Again, a chance to catch up on some things maybe that you haven't had time for, made time for lately. Kaiser Fine Furnishings. This is a place, this was a discovery to us last fall when we decided we needed a recliner. So we went to, at the recommendation of Larry Stevens, and checked out. I'd never been inside the store before. In fact, I'd driven past it and not noticed it. It's just a humble, light brick building on the east side of Wetumpka Highway. When I went in, though, I was just amazed at how much room there is in there, 60,000 square feet, and how many choices you have. We met Stella. We told her what we were looking for, and she lined up about a dozen choices for us in or close to our budget. And it was very easy. In fact, the biggest problem we had was we were down to three, and they all could have worked. We picked one, paid slightly under budget for it, because they've discounted everything up to 50% in-house. And I was delighted to find out, that was when I learned it, sales tax at Kaiser is 8.25 in that tent. So stop by and see Stella and her team. Kaiser Fine Home Furnishing. Shop Wiser by Kaiser, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. It's 8 minutes after 7 o'clock, your local news. And yes, there will be, but it's going to take some real brains to figure out why this convoluted intro works, okay?
All right.
I'll put my thinking cap on.
All right, yeah, because it's... as pseudo-intellectual as everything else.
The old thinking cap.
Don't miss it. Coming up.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery County has activated its emergency operations center because of the spread of the coronavirus. There are now 22 confirmed cases in Alabama. In our area, one case is in Montgomery County, another is in Elmore County. As of now, Mayor Stephen Reed says there are no plans to limit the hours of businesses. All Alabama public schools will be closed from March 19th until April 3rd to help curb the spread of the virus. State Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey says the USDA has approved a grant that would allow Alabama to provide meals for students during the closure. And Secretary of State John Merrill has requested an emergency opinion from the Attorney General's office on postponing the March 31st runoff election because of coronavirus concerns. We'll update you when a decision is made. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Over 100 million records sold. Casey and the Sunshine Band, live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Friday, August 14th, KC and the Sunshine Band. Tickets on sale now at the venue box office and Ticketmaster.com. Presented by Big Spring Entertainment.
Well, I try to have a good time.
Well, laissez les bon temps rouler. Translation, let the good times roll.
Yes, I think she and I are going to have a good time together.
Some good time.
And by good time, she means bumping uglies.
It's a good time. Don't need no nothing but a good time. How can I resist? Ain't looking for nothing but a good time. And it don't get better than this.
Good time, huh? You're enjoying yourself?
Good time.
Oh, boy, do we have some good times.
You guys have a good time.
I'm having a good time.
You're still having a good time.
I'll have fun.
Let's put the fun in funky.
This is really enjoyable. It's fun. I'm not going to lie. It's good.
Don't need nothing but a good time. How can I resist? Ain't looking for nothing but a good time. And it don't get better.
Drinking up and having a good time.
This is fun.
So fun. I, for one, am having an absolute ball.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home. That's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for...
Five. Random.
Random.
What happened?
There was nothing in the cart.
Oh, for what you were going to play for the thing.
But I played it before.
Huh.
So I don't understand.
Well,
I don't want to hear the silly random facts music.
All right.
Okay.
Well, here's some silly random facts for you.
All right.
I'm having a personal pandemic of incompetence.
Jeez.
Did you know? When Washington became president, he scrapped the plans for the Washington Monument, as he did not want to use public money for a personal memorial monument.
Mm-hmm.
Long after he died, in 1833, a small group of Washingtonians established a society to raise private funds for the project, and they got it built.
Well, I mean, yeah, it'd be weird. How about if, would you stop at J. Scott Memorial that we get going? Would you want it to continue?
No, I'd want it built. I'd want it built big.
By the way, to do a good convoluted intro out of the next break, I need you to do 7 in the first set and 4 in the second.
Okay.
You'll see why.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
A little build up.
Also, if you notice, if you ever take a look at the Washington Monument, about halfway up, you'll see the stones change color.
That's from a
different... Because of the Civil War.
Right. Well, it came from a different quarry after that.
Right. They stopped construction during the Civil War, and then they continued on, but they came from a different place. Did you know that bears are considered by many wildlife biologists to be one of the most intelligent land animals of North America. They possess the largest and most convoluted brains relative to their size of any land mammal. In the animal kingdom, their intelligence compares with that of higher primates.
Wow.
Bears. Yeah. Did you know about 85% of hospitals still use pagers?
Because, no, I didn't know.
Yeah, that. Hospitals can sometimes be dead zones for cell service.
Yeah.
So that's why they still carry around pagers. In some hospital areas, the walls are built to keep x-rays from penetrating, but those heavy-duty designs also make it hard for cell phone signals to make it through, but not for pagers.
Interesting.
Yeah. Did you know the zipper brand, YKK? You ever seen that on the zipper, the YKK brand on a zipper before?
No.
Yeah, well... Wait, the zipper brand YK...
I checked mine, but I got a drawstring on my sweatpants.
That's true. They don't make drawstrings. The zipper brand YKK makes everything they use in their production process in-house. From the machines they use to make their zippers, they made those machines to make the zippers. They smelt their own brass.
I will not buy brass unless it's smelted by the company that's making it.
They even make the boxes that they ship their zippers in. It is all self-contained, I guess.
But that would be one boring tour, though. Zipper factory.
All right, kids, light up.
Zip, zip. There you go.
Big zippers, small ones.
They have places, or they have plants all over the U.S. The biggest is in Macon, by the way.
Where?
Macon.
Macon, Georgia?
Yeah. Right.
They're making
Macon.
Macon.
Yeah, they're making them in Macon. That's probably Macon's, it should be their state motto. We're making it in Macon.
We're the Zipper City.
Your fly's down. Did you know that Boston police officers cared for a stray cat named SWAT Cat for 3 years? When the calico cat went missing, Officer Petroski, a 15-year veteran of the Boston Police Department, worked after hours to build a kitty condo, including a large deck and sliding glass doors. When the cat returned, and it did, it moved into the new home that was built for it.
That's a touching story.
Did you know a sense of humor belongs to the set of strengths positive psychologists call transcendence? Together, they help us forge connections to the world and provide meaning to life. Appreciation of humor correlates with other strengths, too, such as wisdom and love of learning. All because of a sense of humor.
Hmm.
And our last one here before we take a break. This is interesting. Did you know that viruses are not alive because they do not have cells? They cannot turn food into energy, and without a host, they are just inert packets of chemicals. However, viruses are not exactly dead either. They have genes, they reproduce.
And they have zippers.
And they have zippers on those genes. And they, I know, and they evolve through natural selection.
Well.
So.
I still don't want to live next to one.
Next to, yeah, no, not at all. Coming up on Random Facts, we'll talk about Margaret Hamilton. She's been a frequenter of Random Facts. We'll also talk about a breed of horses called the Gypsy Vanner. An interesting aspect of the Gypsy Vanner you'll find out coming up. Apollo 11, we'll talk about that, and Pete Townsend, all coming up on Random Facts.
All right, I have a Facebook message from my friend Lee King, who was telling me there are two high school baseball games left today and tomorrow, Rich. This may be our last chance to see it.
I'm
waiting to find out what school this is.
And will it be on television?
You'll be amazed at what they'll probably put on
TV. Me, yeah, now they'll put everything on there.
Well, look at, what's his name? Trevor Bauer had that wiffle ball thing, and a lot of people came out for that.
Can't wait to watch the Solitaire World Championships.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me a link to, they're betting on the weather now. They're just trying to find stuff to bet on.
Yeah. Well, and this is such a big month for it with the basketball tournament and everything else. Do you think they'll bring that back?
No, they've canceled the March Madness.
It's not going to happen.
They've canceled
year.
It. Yeah, which is horrible for seniors who...
I know the name of the school. Stanhope Elmore.
Oh. Stanhope Elmore Baseball.
Let's see, we were playing Carver, but had to reschedule another team. We are playing PCA and Greenville now. Thanks for the info, Lee, for baseball fans. Maybe you can get a packed out. Well, you probably got to find. Next question. Are you allowing people to attend the games these days? By the way, the updated total, 22 in Alabama, has not changed since last night. No deaths. The people that have been tested and diagnosed, they're still called active cases. So nobody's
that's amazing.
Yet, but,
Friday morning, we had our first case here in Montgomery. By Friday afternoon, we had our second case in Jefferson. Mm-hmm. By Saturday morning, 6:30, we were up to six. Yep. By Sunday at 7, this morning, 22.
I want to go back to that Dr. Oz clip later, that this may have already been around and we didn't identify.
Right.
Because we may have had it.
For 6 weeks.
The symptoms were identical.
Right.
You know, when you're healthy specimens like you and I are. Got nothing to worry about.
Right.
Worldwide, 169,000 cases. Confirmed deaths, 6,500. That's a very low mortality rate.
You also wonder, when is it going to level off as far as the shocking announcement? Schools,
yeah,
restaurants, businesses.
Then we'll be looking for stuff to talk about.
Right.
Because everybody will be sitting on their hands. How's your car doing?
I should get it back Friday.
Montgomery Paint and Body. And when Rich goes to see his car, and after it's been in their capable hands.
Wow!
I cannot wait, because I know it's going to be perfect.
Good as new, maybe better. I mean, that's the whole goal. They know what you've been through when you've had a wreck, the inconvenience and everything else that goes with it. So they try to return a car to you that looks as good as the day you bought it, if possible, even better. It's almost a challenge that they willingly take, because at MPB, they fix everything. When you bring your car to them for an estimate, they will present you and the insurance company, this is what needs to be done, and we will do all of it, but we will not compromise what needs to be done. And they've lived by that standard for 3.5 decades, and that what makes them the number one team in town. Donnie and Brandon Turner, great, talented people, state-of-the-art equipment.
You know how many times he's called me now? About 4 or 5 times just for an update.
Wow.
Brandon has.
That is so cool. So you know the status, and soon your long national nightmare will end, Rich, and you'll be back in your vehicle. But when you get it back, you know it'll have been fixed by the very best. MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. All right, we're going to take another whack at a convoluted intro for Random Facts coming up.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Leave your waste in the red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. They are continuing to work a couple of minor accidents. One at Highway 14 and 82 intersection at the Chevron up in Prattville. Use caution there. We don't think that one's causing much of a problem as far as traffic. Also on I-65 southbound just out of Montgomery before you get to Hyundai Boulevard, we have a minor accident there. We're still showing a little bit of a slowdown through that accident outbound. As far as Montgomery, I-65 and 85, light to moderate traffic through downtown. The Boulevard, we've got a little congestion at the major intersections. We have some congestion on 31 and 231 out of Wetumpka inbound into Montgomery. Other than that, things are not looking too bad out there. Ready, set, go, and get your new Toyota at Reinhart Toyota. March is the time to get ready for spring and summer. Reinhart Toyota can help you make it happen. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today. Along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same-day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly 3 decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
We know Jeff Coleman is the mover and shaker, as the proud father of 3 Alabama girls, as the loving husband of Tiffany. We know him from his signs all over the 2nd District of Alabama, and we know he's running to be our congressman. What kind of congressman will he be? That's easy. Jeff Coleman's a can-do kind of guy. Support President Trump across the board? Coleman can do. Fight to help our president build that wall. Strengthen the 2nd Amendment. Lower taxes? Coleman can do. Push the socialists and liberals back hard? Coleman can do. Let them whine. Jeff Coleman's a conservative businessman, like President Trump. He moves and shakes till our conservative ways win out. Keep Alabama and America great? Coleman can do.
I'm Jeff Coleman, candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Doesn't it seem like things are always getting more expensive?
groceries, the rent, even utilities. Cost of living is up, but Allstate can help lower your cost of driving. With new lower auto rates, you get the same high-quality coverage and hands-on expertise from a local Allstate agent. Now, with new lower rates, you're in good hands with Allstate.
If you haven't quoted Allstate lately, it's the perfect time. Get a quote today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I hope this is the one I think it is. Yay. Since there'll be no tournament, we can play this.
Jayhawks, Mountain Hawks, Rebels, Spartans, Terrapins, Orange, Mean, Green, Big Red, Blue Devils, Demon Deacons, Miners, Boilermakers, Golden Gophers, and Commodores, Huskies, Lobos, Terriers, Badgers, Spiders, and Longhorns, a couple of Cougars and two Golden Bears, Gators and Gales, a pair of Panthers, Racers, the Irish, and two Tigers. Pace yourself, we're only halfway there. Cardinals, Colonials, Saints, Monarchs, Mountaineers, Bears, Buckeyes, Hoyos, Yellow Jackets, and Volunteers, Gauchos, Cowboys, Catamounts, and Buccaneers, Bobcats, Bearcats, Three Wildcats, Musketeers, Seminoles, Eagles, and two Grizzlies, Golden Lions, Golden Eagles, Aggies, three brackets. It's March Madness.
And now, guess what? We're down to the final four.
And random.
See what I did?
It was a basketball thing that
you
canceled and stuff.
Right. Yeah. I just found one of those from a previous year.
I got you. You're always thinking.
But we've been playing that Final 64 thing for many years.
I know. You're playing it there reminded me that, oh, God, we're not going to have it. Ugh. I used to love that, too. Anyway, I still love it. We're just not going to be able to hear it this week, or this year.
Yeah.
God. Think of your end of the year when they do the end of the year song recap.
Be a big blank spot.
Be a big gap of like, well, this is
the end of the world as we know it. Yeah.
Did you know Margaret Hamilton, known for her role as the Wicked Witch of the West?
Uh-huh.
Appeared on an episode of Sesame Street in 1976, playing the iconic character. That episode aired only one single time and never again. Many children were traumatized at the sight of the witch on Sesame Street.
What's her last name again?
Margaret Hamilton.
Hamilton, yeah.
Traumatized. Come on, you little sissies.
But she did...
The fake witch.
Was she the Folgers lady, too? Or she did... We've been through this before. Didn't she do commercials, too?
I want to say she did, because I think you're right.
Yeah. We'll figure that out.
When she appeared on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, she appeared as herself, and then she put the makeup and the costume and the mat and everything else. She put that on with Mr. Rogers there. And avoided, I guess, the trauma just to see her put that on and become that person.
I got you. She was the Maxwell House.
It was Maxwell House, not Folgers. Did you know, and I meant to look this up real quick. Let me see if I can find a picture. Gypsy Vanner. I want to see if I can find a picture of this horse. Because did you know there is a breed of horses called Gypsy Vanner that is able to grow mustaches? And I am trying desperately to find a picture of one, but I can't seem to find one that has grown a mustache.
Are they indigenous to where?
You know, I do not know.
Okay.
Gypsy Vanner mustache. Let's see if we can find one. Oh, look at that. Okay. All right, I understand that now. Let's see, open image in a new tab. And there, I can show you guys what this looks like.
Okay.
Got a little bit of hair there at the snout.
Oh.
And it grows in different shapes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can grow really long in different shapes and sizes, that sort of thing. So, yeah, Gypsy Vanner or Veneer, maybe, I don't know.
Hey, I may as well mention this, and I'll try and find a picture of it. But, you know, Elizabeth from Gypsy Poodle?
Sure.
They do such a great job. And she cut... Briscoe's got kind of a square face.
Mm-hmm.
And she cut his chin a little bit differently. And he likes to place his head, like Rick's dog's, face flat on the floor. Except when he pulls his head up, it looks like he has a little handlebar mustache. It's the cutest thing.
You need to try and snap a picture when he does that. Yeah.
By the way, they sent me the nicest card when Bailey passed away. So they really did.
That was, I'm so proud of that business. Just watching that woman make that dream come true, that is very special. Very handy, too, during this shutdown.
Sure. That's a good point.
Did you know Apollo 11, the Apollo 11 trajectory to the moon, is named the Kondratyuk route?
Kondratyuk?
Kondratyuk.
You mean like when you make up symptoms and pretend you're sick when you're not?
Maybe. Kondratyuk. Kondratyuk. I don't know. It's a Ukrainian name. Because there was a self-educated Ukrainian who had calculated the trajectory 50 years before the flight.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's pretty impressive.
Whoa.
And finally, did you know Pete Townsend, guitarist and songwriter of The Who, was only allowed to join the band at the time they were called The Detours because he was able to play Hava Nagila?
They were playing a bar mitzvah.
Probably, and they needed a guy who knew how to play it. And that was, and old Pete did, so.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the biggest names in show business, I know Madonna and others, have been paid millions of dollars by very wealthy people to perform at their kids' birthday party.
Sure.
I would.
Yeah.
If you want me, no, I'm not as expensive as Madonna.
How much are you? How much would you come for?
Make me an offer, and we'll work from there. That's what I say. Now, do we have a verdict on contesting?
Man, I would like clarification on contesting we do that.
Here's the deal, folks. We're just in this moment of uncertainty. We're not trying to be cheap. We will make it good. How about if we promise to do that?
Well, that's the thing. If once I get clarification, which I will find out today, we could probably do it twice tomorrow, or we could...
I could give you a Lysol, freshly Lysol $10 bill.
You know what we can do? We can still do we can still do the contest, but the winner gets to pick, like, their second spot in the numbers of the end-of-the-week prize, maybe? I don't know. I'm just trying to, I'm thinking on the fly here.
I know our listeners, and when we give the question, they will call with the answer, because our audience is not driven by prizes. Am I right about that?
No.
Oh. we'll see.
We're
not sure about the giveaway process right now, given the situation of people who are social distancing.
Right. Which means you got to come here to the station to do it, and we're trying to limit that. We could mail it, but we know this thing sticks to... it can stick to plastic for up to 3 days.
Right. And in a business like this, if one of us gets sick, then it's going to spread, you know, pretty quickly.
Probably. Yeah. Well, if you guys
did not do our morning hug today.
I'm okay with us forgetting that. Our morning hug.
And now our morning hug.
Yeah. We're very close.
I hope you use
bring it in, guys.
I hope you use that first question. If we're gonna do a question.
By the way, I need to mention this because Mrs. Ritterbuttle proved this for me.
All right.
The box stores are nut houses. Why everybody thinks that they're going to have more of everything, I have no idea. Go to your grocer, your local grocer, like Food Outlet.
Right.
All right. And deal with people that, you know, they I don't know what their current stocks and everything are, but she was able to get a full basket and all good stuff. It's the specials are still ongoing through tomorrow. Ground beef at $1.97 a pound, Boston butts 98 cents. Things are not going to be normal for a while, but I will call Danny Patterson at Food Outlet before the show is
check
over
out.
To get an update. Yeah. But man, if they still got Bluebell ice cream at $4.50 in stock, a lot of people may get a little bit fat from this.
Homebound for a while.
But that'll work well for the health clubs when they reopen if they have to shut down.
That's true.
Konecka smoked sausage. I mean, you can't go wrong. $3.38. That is, let's see, $4.99 minus 38. Okay, that is $1.61 a pound cheaper than the chain grocery store.
There I know that's Mr. Math. I love when you can throw those out there. Just Mr. Math doing his crunching his numbers.
We had no math Wednesday through Friday.
I know.
Whatsoever.
Wow. I'm glad that you missed my personal calculating skills. Food Outlet has three locations: Millbrook, Highway 14, Prattville on Main Street, east of 31, and Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard. That's mine. And I had to tell everybody last weekend when I was there, I said, I will not be back on Sunday because if I'm not there, they think I'm dead or something. Something's happened.
Well, yeah.
Some horrible thing.
Right.
Because I'm so regular. Always between 7 and...
Did he stay 15? Out because of the coronavirus? No, he was in Florida.
Yeah. And I got to say this because I'm quick to point out Florida's flaws. But for the most part, again, down there, same thing. The Costco's, they were nuts.
Yeah.
But the other grocery stores were crowded but civil.
Yeah.
You know, most of those videos that went around were from box store riots and stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
And I don't understand this run on toilet paper. This disease, even if you get it, does not give you the squirts.
Well, I don't get it as well, other than the fact that
when one person hears toilet paper, and then that there might be,
you won't remember Jay, but Rich does. Johnny Carson made a joke about a toilet paper shortage.
I've heard about this
and wiped out the stores across America. That's the kind of power he had with that Tonight Show audience. But
that's true.
For some reason, it's the first to go, so maybe it is good to keep 30 or 40 rolls in your attic.
I'm good for a while.
You were talking about Florida. This is from the Miami Herald. This was yesterday at 9 p.m. Is the article here. And it says that Miami Beach and Fort Lauderdale are announcing measures. Hours after the beach in Fort Lauderdale announced a countywide rule that will force bars, restaurants, and nightclubs to close at 11 p.m. starting Monday and have capacity at those businesses and at theaters.
I can hear the scream all the way from that. Hey, at least they're not shutting down.
Did you get an email from one of the local theaters saying that they're only going to have half of the people?
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. You know, at least they're trying. I mean, that's... And we just kind of roll with this, and the sooner we roll with it, the better. This will be over with. And my hope is that when this plateaus and life resumes, that we will look back and not say, wow, man, we went through all of that for nothing. We'll look back and say, wow, because we did do what we were told to do. It ended quickly, and we got our lives.
They're also shutting down the public beaches in South Beach from 5th through 15th Streets.
Those people are pigs. I wouldn't want to be around them. I know them. I used to work there. You may have heard that. Okay, let's see what Jay has going on the phone.
Are we going to do the question or not?
Yeah, we'll do a question.
Okay. All right.
One word you don't want to hear on the show. We're not going to do that. What is it, Jay?
This is DP from Titus.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Well, they're not there anymore.
So nope, he's gone.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the question. Our audience, I know they will participate, even without a prize. We'll figure that out later. What is today's $10, what is our empty pop quiz question?
It's different, isn't it? Okay, here's the question, as requested by Rich to use. Where is the Zipper City?
Where is Zipper City? 272-9228, 272-9228. We're standing by here on your comfort food radio station, News Talk 93.1 FM.
That means we're crumbs, too.
And cream filled.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic after the 7:30 mark on the clock, and we are seeing a lot more traffic inbound now on the 31s from Prattville, Wetumpka, and Troy Highway. We've also got light to mostly moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery on I-65 and 85. The Boulevard, moderate traffic all the way around the city with congestion at all the major intersections. Northeast Boulevard, really congested from the Wetumpka Highway all the way over to Atlanta Highway. No accidents in the Montgomery area reported to us to pass along to you at this time. Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in emergency medical technology, precision machining, and more. Call Trenton State 334-420-4344. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the law.
This is so heartening to look at the phones and see listeners who say,
I don't care
if you have a prize or not, I will participate in your contest. And Stever was the first one in.
Stever!
Hey, good morning. I care, that's for sure. Glad to hear you guys trying to carry on like normal.
Yeah.
Where is Zipper City?
Zipper City.
Well, if I was going to go fix my zipper, I'd go none other than to Macon, Georgia.
Macon.
There you go.
That's
you
right.
Got it.
You're making us proud.
I can only give you the bell.
That bell is all I need. Yep. Just to hear you guys back on and trying to get up to normal.
See, people just want to call in to get the question right.
Yeah.
They're not worried about the prize.
Well, we appreciate you, Steve. Thanks. But your name isn't the grand prize drawing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That is not being rained out.
All right.
Brian, can you give us the answer, or do you want to give him another question, Rich?
I could give you another question. You want one?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
The coffee commercial that Margaret Hamilton was for what coffee?
Well, it's Folgers, probably.
It wasn't Folgers, but...
You were real close.
Yeah.
Maxwell House, then.
And Maxwell House is
winning.
Correct.
Yes. See? There you go, man. Because they're right next to each other at Food Outlet.
Yep.
Right there on the shelf. Carl.
Yes, sir.
Do we have a question for Carl?
I have one more, yeah. What is... Jay was talking about an animal that is the most intelligent land mammal next to human beings. What are we talking about? What animal?
The bear.
Bears, exactly.
Winning.
Right.
The bears.
Excellent work, man. Look at this. This is so... This is better than we give a prize. Thank you, man.
Thanks.
I got a question.
All right.
DP from Titus.
Hey.
Hey, I heard y'all talking about why they're buying so much toilet paper,
right.
And I apologize, I lost the signal and couldn't complete the conversation with y'all.
Uh-huh.
What they're doing is your facial tissue was the first to go,
oh.
to blow their nose, so they're substituting toilet paper. Now, that's what five people told me in the store. That's why they're buying the toilet paper.
What's wrong with sleeves? I've been using them for years.
True, but that's what they're doing.
Okay. Thank you very much for
that
insight. And I have a question. Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, how y'all this morning?
Good. Would you like your own customized question for Random Facts?
Well, I've been out of the car. Just got back in the car.
Okay, that's good because I'm running out of questions.
You wanted to do what?
Yeah, I just wanted to call because last week I won the conundrum, and then Friday you called me out for the... Don Duncan.
Oh, okay.
So I think I won that, too.
Have we
and they don't know what I need to do. Do I need to call them or to come down there?
Which one did he win?
He won the grand prize, Don Duncan, on Friday.
He's got to come here to get it, yeah.
Yeah.
Come there to get it, okay. Yeah, I did go get the seafood bistro and used it.
Here's what you do. Just pull up in front of the building and we'll throw it through your window.
Hey, that'll work from the interstate, Zach?
Yeah. not a problem.
There you go. Okay, y'all have a good day.
All right. And, Don, I got a question for you.
What that?
A question. That's an interrogatory statement seeking information, but that's not important.
Stepped right in it, Don.
All right. Is Zipper City up or down from Atlanta?
I don't really know. I'd say down.
I think you are right.
Winning.
There you go. You are absolutely right, because it's Macon, and Macon is down from Atlanta.
But I actually called to welcome Greg back.
Oh, thanks, man.
Oh.
Then I'm really glad I gave you a special opportunity.
Yeah. Y'all have a good day.
All right.
You see what happened to the world when he left? My gosh, things got crazy.
Oh, come on, guys. I only had one call from somebody who said...
Oh, the folks between us, this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
I think we might have enough for animal stories. I think we should continue that.
Right.
At 7:45.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Another very warm day today with a high temperature 80 to 82. Spotty, widely scattered showers possible. Maybe the rumble of thunder. There's going to be a few blips on the radar, but many towns will get skipped. There's not going to be many to go around. Low tonight down to 62. Tomorrow and Wednesday, guess what? Spotty showers here and there, but not a lot. We'll be in the low 80s tomorrow, mid-80s Wednesday and Thursday. So, you know, today is the fifth day of 80 or above, and that's way above normal for this early in the season. Isolated spotty showers possible each day, and the best rain chances, I think, will hold off till Friday evening, Friday night into Saturday as an important front moves into the area. This is a cool front that will take us out of this warm regime. Pollen count still in the medium high range through Wednesday right now. Cloudy skies, 64. 747.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Whether it's a leaky faucet, a broken pipe, or other problems in the house, plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. And that's why it's good to know that our friends at Plumbing by Luke Wire are ready to take care of your issue 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even on a holiday, even on a weekend, even in the middle of a crisis, they're going to be taking care of you. And they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. And that's why people, well, for over two decades now, their plumbing department has been second to none at Plumbing by Luke Wire. So give them a call. Think about the whole house plumbing inspection where they check out all your plumbing inside and out. And that way they can spot a problem that's about to become a big problem and fix it before it is a problem, all right? The phone number, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. They are my go-to plumbers. It's a no-brainer now. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
Next hour, I'm going to bring you a little goose gossip.
Ooh.
So many people have been through all the...
That's GG? Goose gossip?
That's right, Janelle Boodle. I want to say this, even with the pall of all these reactions ongoing, when you think about it, what we were talking about a week ago seems like 100 years old already, because so much has changed on a daily basis.
Yeah.
But we did not allow the pall of this. And believe me, you know, she's concerned, just like everybody else. But we managed to have one of the best and happiest times we've had since the wedding.
I'm glad to hear that. And it looks like a wonderful meal, too.
Oh, God, I haven't even showed... You're always the one that finds the place with the great presentations. I'm going to show off to you, I think, today. All of that coming up. Animal stories will probably have to wait for 8 o'clock, I think. But we'll get it done.
Markets in the face of the coronavirus pandemic triggering a sell-off around the world. And it's also about to on Wall Street, where Dow futures are frozen down over 1,000 points. The Bank of Japan also taking moves to try and soften the blow from the coronavirus, saying it would double stock purchases and help companies get loans in response to the pandemic. The biggest U.S. banks also trying to offer some help, putting a share buybacks on hold with the idea of using the capital to help consumers and businesses struggling with the rapid economic slowdown caused by the outbreak. And China out with some numbers. Its consumer spending and other business activity fell more than expected in January and February as it fought the virus, prompting some forecasters to warn this year's economic growth might slump to its weakest level since the 1970s. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
What gives one company the edge over another? Maybe it's not one thing. Maybe it's taking care of lots of things that help a business run smoothly. In other words, Cintas. Cintas has products that help your people stay safe and apparel programs that convey the right image. They service fire protection equipment, deliver and stock restroom supplies, and make sure facilities are clean and ready. Because when all those things work together, you're in business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Montgomery County has activated its Emergency Operations Center because of the spread of the coronavirus. There are now 22 confirmed cases in Alabama. In our area, one is in Montgomery County, another is in Elmore County. As of now, Mayor Stephen Reed says there are no plans to limit the hours of businesses. Secretary of State John Merrill has requested an emergency opinion from the Attorney General's office on postponing the March 31st runoff election because of coronavirus concerns. We'll update you when a decision is made. And all Alabama public schools will be closed from March 19th until April 3rd to help curb the spread of the virus. State Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey says the USDA has approved a grant that would allow Alabama to provide meals for students during the closure. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Janie King, the King of Clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JannieKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the King of Clean.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784, Equal Housing Lender.
Shop the best sale of the season. Save 25 to 75% on hundreds of gift items, home decor ideas, and floral supplies. Join us Saturday, March 21st for designer demos and music by Brian Brantley. Refreshments, door prizes, and door busters available. Don't miss our spring open house, March 19th through 21st, for huge savings on our already low outlet prices. Your best deal can be found at Cafco Outlet, Montgomery's favorite outlet store, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting. Most people know us as a premier roofing company with satisfied customers all over the state of Alabama. What you might not know is we also install seamless gutters. Seamless gutters are more affordable than you think. We have competitive pricing and colors to match your home. If you are in the market for seamless gutters, call us to set up an appointment for a free estimate today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Having been through several hurricanes in the aftermath, one of the things that I find totally beyond sin and unconscionable is price gouging.
Right.
Now, sometimes it's smart to recognize a trend and get in front of it when people aren't suffering. But two guys who hoarded 18,000 bottles of hand sanitizer and tried to sell it online had all their accounts shut down because the online services did not want to become part of their little scam. Here's more.
With business, there's wins and there's losses. And this is a situation where cutting my losses is the right thing to do. The bulk of it was purchased with just driving around to retail stores in the Chattanooga area. The pricing on Amazon was definitely higher than retail.
Would you say you're sorry?
Sorry for buying all of this?
Apparently not.
No, I don't think that I would.
It took a while to think about.
Wow. Unbelievable. By the way, I received my Spot Crime Weekly alert in email this morning. And assault, theft, vandalism, assault, and a shooting on Burbank Drive. All of this within a 3-mile radius of our house. I urge you to sign up for this, A, because you're not going to get these stories on the news. They don't have time. But these things are happening, and they help you keep on your toes. We tend to be victimized when we're not vigilant. And Applied Security, especially at a time of uncertainty, you want to know that your house and your business are covered, and by a great local team with almost 40 years of experience, and that's Mark and Vicky at Applied Security. They're such great people to work with. They have state-of-the-art technologies, and they have been protecting Blue Water Broadcasting since before I got here and done a phenomenal job. If you find yourself locked outside this building and you don't have what's required to get back in, you ain't getting back in. Not unless you want half of the MPD here. They will protect you well. They can assume your existing monitoring for under $30 a month, too. Call Mark and Vicky at 279-8338. It's always better when it's local. 279-8338. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276. And their name, once again, Applied Security. We're already at the close to the 8 o'clock hour here. But there's plenty more to come. Animal stories, morning maroons, and some other stuff that you know you love.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have light to mostly moderate traffic now on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. The boulevard around the city, we're busy at all of the major intersections. 231 out of Wetumpka, we're seeing a little bit of congestion at Redland Road and Jasmine Hill. 31 out of Prattville, a good bit of traffic there, as well as 231 into Montgomery. East South Boulevard is beginning to get busy because of all of that incoming traffic around Baptist and Alpha. Use caution wherever you are in the Montgomery area. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Midtown Plaza has it all. Shop Cricket, Young American Insurance, and much more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services.